Good afternoon. It is 2 p.m. on this Friday afternoon, the last Friday of March. You are tuned into Community Focus at 103.7 The Beat. We are so glad you're joining us. We have an outstanding show for you today. As always, we look forward to informing our community on things going on. Let's start off with some weather here in Muskegon. Did you hear about it? It was 60 yesterday? Well, forget all that. Today, low of 26, high of 35. Tomorrow, partly sunny, but a low of 24 and a high of 39. Things will begin to warm up on Sunday. It will be partly sunny, low of 37, high of 51. On Monday, we have a 40% chance of rain, a low of 42 and a high of 60. The rain continues on Tuesday with a low of 85. Low of 41. High of 56. On Wednesday, more rain, low of 32, high of 45. And on Thursday, low of 26, high of 44. So we're toying with you with that 60-degree weather, but it is on the way eventually. All right. As you all may be used to, I often begin a program with my five list. This is the last Friday of the month. And we are almost a quarter through 2026. And so I've decided for my five list today, you know, people say things to you and like, you don't need to hear the rest. Like, hold up, let me stop you right there, buddy. So I have my five, hold up, let me stop you right there for the rest of 2026. Number one, when there's something really complex and you try to tell me the answer is simple, understand, I may just stop you right there. Don't want to hear it for the rest of 2026. All right. For my sports enthusiast brothers and sisters out there, I'm taking a rest on the MJ LeBron debate for the rest of the year. All right. Just taking a break. I just need some time alone. All right. Number three, for the rest of 2026, when something is racist, don't try to tell me it's something else. All right. I'm gonna stop you. I'm just like, you know what? Just stop. I don't want to hear the rest of it. Okay. Number four, for the rest of 2026, and I want to make sure you get this. For all you people in grocery stores and shopping centers, I don't want to have to buy five of whatever it is I need to get a discount. I don't want you to put it in a smaller bag or a smaller container and tell me I'm saving money. All right. I don't need five loaves of bread at one time to save $2. Okay. Y'all hear me out there? My last one, and these may be my gripes for, maybe these are my old man gripes for 2026. All right.
That was more plum. Meyer, like plum okay. Just was good for that.
All right. All right. My last one. What is it? I have to be able to read my writing because I wrote these down in a rage. All right. Now, this is not personal to anybody in particular. Not personal to you. Nobody. But honestly, any in-depth discussions, if you don't read, and I'm not talking about read post on Facebook, if you don't read books or magazine articles or something in depth, I'm going to be cutting the conversations a little short for the rest of 2026. I only have so many words, only got so many brain cells, only got so many hours in a day, and I've just decided if you don't read, you know, stay with your posting ex-Twitter buddies, but I need conversations with some research and articles and a book I was reading. I just need some more of that for the rest of 2026. 2027, check back with me, but I'm all out for 2026.
Reading is fundamental.
All right. Yes, it is. All right. Those are my five lists, also known as maybe my five old man gripes for 2026. But enough of that. The real reason I hope you all tune into this program is because we have informative guests that tell us what all kind of things are taking place in our community. Today is no different. Will you join me in welcoming to the program my good friend, community advocate, activist, all-around good person, Maria McIntosh. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
It's good to have you. We talked a little while back, so it's good to have you. I think you were not in the studio last time, so it's good to have you here. We have an event taking place tomorrow we want to make sure people are aware of.
Tomorrow.
So first, tell people a little bit about yourself and some of the things you do, and let's talk about the event Saturday.
Okay, wonderful. So my name is Mari McIntosh, president and CEO of Threads.org. So our organization is simply was created to counter the root causes of gentrification.
Okay.
And we do those in some pretty specific ways. So impactful community engagement, just really making sure people understand the power of their voice.
Now tell people what gentrification is.
Gentrification.
The
Cliff Notes version.
Let's simplify. I know we got books and studies out there, but just for people, they may not know it by that name.
Okay. Well, gentrification basically is where it mostly happens in urban communities, and it's where you have an onslaught of higher earners that come back to the community. So we're all familiar with like white flight and all that took place, and then all the bad things that happened like after that, the blight and all those different things. Okay. So now those same individuals, they at some point they say, you know what, this is a really great place to live. And they say, well, I want to come back. Now they come back to the area, and oftentimes the area is more like poverty stricken, you know, lower wage earners and things like that. And because they come in, they purchase houses, they do different things. And don't get me wrong, not everything about gentrification is bad, you know, but there is some negative sides to it. So a lot of the industries come in, you see more Starbucks popping up and, you know, people walking their dogs. That's a key indicator right there. People don't look like you
instead of chasing their dogs. Instead of chasing their dog, comes to the front porch yelling the dog's name out.
That's
how you know your neighborhood changed. You know?
Exactly. And so, but along with those things, you know, oftentimes the people who stayed there, the people who weathered those storms, mowed the lawns next to the vacant lots next to their properties, those individuals either get priced out, pushed out, displaced. But then there's other things that you want to talk about. There's the sense of normalcy. So like in our communities, you know, like in the city of Muskegon Heights, they're like a city of friendly people, right? That's the motto. And so, you know, how we go outside, we know our neighbors and hey, and all that stuff. Oftentimes, you know, the sensibilities are different. So you lose that sense of normalcy.
Yes.
And so it's economic, but it's also like a feeling. And so we work to counter the negative effects of the gentrification that you can see. So, you know, displacement, making sure this time around, because this is, you know, we don't have to repeat the past, right? So making sure that this time around, that when you decide to come back to our communities, which, you know, we're open. You know, we want you to come back, you know, but this time we benefit too.
Okay.
All right. And so that's what we work towards. So that, you know, as things progress and as there's prosperity, that people, the black and brown people who stayed and, you know, all those different things that they can benefit from it too. So
in this mission of dealing with gentrification, your organization Threads has hosted a number of events and other activities. Let's talk about the event that's taking place tomorrow.
Yeah, so this is pretty exciting. This is our third annual, 3 years, third annual house party event.
Okay.
And as you can see, it's a whole 90s vibe. I got my Jay-Z glasses on. But
I'm trying to remember the 90s. Yeah.
House party to home ownership. So basically with this is we want to make everything like home ownership. We want to make sure that people understand that home ownership is for them. So with these events, we focus on dispelling those myths and misconceptions to home ownership, you know, because there's a real reason why we in our community have such low numbers when it comes to home ownership. And just, you know, for a second to give you the statistics, because you talked about reading, right? When you talk about home ownership and specifically Muskegon County, you're talking about home ownership for our white brothers and sisters that sit somewhere closer to 85%. You know, but then when you talk about the increases that has happened for our minority, majority demographics. And so let's just pick two. So for the Latinx community, they have seen from 2010 to 2013 to 2023, they seen almost an 18% increase in home ownership. Our Asian brothers and sisters, they see almost a 14%. For Black home ownership, ask me what that number is.
Has it declined?
has moved. Give me a percentage that you think increased in okay. that period.
You know, I'm going to say maybe like 3-4%.
You are spot on. So it's 3.6%, which is wild.
And which is interesting because a lot of that growth has been sparked by single Black women, which has been the biggest
segment. It's Women's Month. Shout out to those ladies.
Now,
out
I was
there.
Reading that the other day. You know, my parents, like a lot of people's parents, moved here from the South.
Right.
And the goal was own a home. A lot of them, they rented from somebody or two or three people rented a home. But it was like, that was sort of that sense of, I'm here now. You know, they came from land that somebody else owned or sharecropped. But the goal was own a home.
Absolutely.
I was talking to a buddy of mine, you know, was in town. I was saying, I was telling him that, you know, my age of being here, it's like you walk up and down blocks and like that's family still there, and the families don't own the homes anymore. Mm. Is it a generation? Is it the fear of homeownership or just not understanding, you know, the value of it, what it means?
I think it's a combination.
Okay.
So with our work, with our Pathways to Homeownership program, we really did an intense steering committee that really looked and dug into this. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so oftentimes what we thought about when we did that steering committee was, you know, what are the things that went into you subliminally that made home ownership non-negotiable,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
So when we think about those things, you talk about like how your grandmother had a garden, right? And mm-hmm. you remember the garden there.
Yes.
Or you remember how, you know, you had an uncle that was always like, don't get on my yard, on my lawn, you know? Or you had those things. Like for me, my great-grandmother, when I got probably like 11 years old, I used to have to, on my bike, ride my bike to City Hall to pay her property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't know what property taxes were, but property taxes, you know, context clues, you know, those things get seeded into you,
mm-hmm.
and you know that, okay, one day that's going to be me.
Yeah.
It's not really a conversation always,
yeah.
you know, but it's like, this is what we do.
Yes.
So yeah. it's inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens within our communities that mm-hmm. oftentimes is that people have not seen that modeled directly.
Okay.
So even if they see somebody who owns homes, it feels elusive.
Okay.
And almost dreamy.
Okay.
So either you're thinking that, oh, it's not for me, or when I give me a home, I'm about to be like the Kardashians. It's going to be like a mega mansion,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And so there's no real in between. And then as you're thinking about these things, you're working every day. You're punching that clock. And so it just becomes something that I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I might do. I'm thinking about doing. Oh, that would be nice. But really, this is for you today.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be the way that we think that it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be your starter house and all those different things. You know, you're probably not going to get your Kim Kardashian house today. You know, you something
yeah.
that you build to,
sure.
but it's something, and then it becomes intergenerational.
Yeah.
Because right. when your kids are there, mm-hmm. they're like, oh, this is my daddy home.
Right,
this
right.
is my mama home.
Yes.
You know, oh, you ain't gonna do this because I'm not having that, dad not having that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this is, as you said, mm-hmm. you put that flag down.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But you know what, well, we have to, but then for our communities, it's also, as I like to say, it's the human condition
mm-hmm.
that doesn't miss anybody, no matter right, of right. race, demographic, mm-hmm. or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the American condition that makes things a little bit more complex for those of us with a little bit more melanin, you know,
yeah.
see, I see,
sure.
you know, what yeah. I'm saying? You know, a little bit more melanin in our uh-huh. skin because of all of the historic atrocities, you know, systematic, institutional,
mm-hmm.
Racial things that has happened to us to make this whole storied situation
mm-hmm.
and home ownership so elusive.
Okay.
So we really have to break down those things
mm-hmm.
and be very intentional
yeah.
and understand that it's not going to be to happen overnight.
Okay. So we start off with really, you know, as my science major said, we found out what the issues are, what the real problems are.
Yeah.
And then we take that and we design these workshops around the information you all have gathered.
Yeah, that in programs. Yeah.
Okay. So let's the program tomorrow. What are yeah. we going to, what's going to take place?
Oh my goodness. You all are in for a treat. You know, as I said before, mm-hmm. you know, we at Threads, THREDZ.org. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We at Threads, we really believe in making sure that people have the facts Mm-hmm. But we present it in a fun, usually a free and a family friendly environment. And don't forget the food. So we always have the five F's, right? So yes. For us, you know, this event tomorrow is going to hit all those buttons.
Okay.
You know, when you look at the first part, so it's split up into two different parts. Mm-hmm. So we have the third and a second floor of the Frauenthal tomorrow.
Okay.
And again, it's from 12 to 4:30. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Okay.
But at the first part, you're going to have the panel. And let's talk about this panel. So Lisa, this is a big deal.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
I want you all to understand that you're going to have for your keynote, you're going to have Mrs. Lauren Davis.
Okay.
Ms. Lauren Davis is the president of for Huntington Bank for Greater Michigan.
Okay.
So that means that she's, you know, the second in command when it comes to our area, right under the president, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to be there giving the keynote and also be on panel. Okay. So you're able to ask her directly. You're also going to have Renee Williams, who is the senior vice president and regional community development manager for Huntington Bank. So she's the one that's in the communities every day, you know, working with us and making sure that programs and things are designed with us in mind.
Okay.
And then we have Miss Veronica DePatie, and she is the chief HUD expert for MISHTA. And for those of us that don't know what MISHTA is, MISHTA is an acronym. It stands for the Michigan State Housing Development Authority. And MISHTA, even though it's not an organization where you can go directly to them and apply, over 90% of any housing that's done in Michigan is funneled some way, somehow through MISHTA.
Okay.
Funding comes from them.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to be there and she's going to be talking about you. Okay. Well, let's talk about this financial literacy. Let's talk about this mortgage counseling. Let's talk about how we're going to get you to the next level.
Okay.
And then our other two panels, which you all should recognize those faces.
Okay.
They're what we call our backyard or our basement to brick and mortar businesses.
Okay.
You know, because the title of this event is our house prior to home ownership, but this year we're focusing on building wealth through home ownership.
Okay.
So this is where you can see home ownership for yourself, but then you also can see how can I build wealth for me and my family intergenerationally utilizing my home, right? So these are businesses that started in their home and now on different levels have a brick and mortar business. Or front, you know, where they showcase their services.
Sure.
And so those things are really important because when you're in that space, you want to know, well, how did you do it?
Yes.
How do I get to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
I see that this could be me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to live here to have that. No, I could do this right here, right now in the city of Muskegon Heights, in the city of Muskegon with my brown melanin skin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can definitely do this thing. This is for me and I'm not putting it off another moment.
All right. You know, you say that, you know, even we turn up when people think of home ownership, they all they think of is expenses. It's going to cost me this, taxes, mortgages. And so this idea that you say home ownership to wealth, that this home is a part of your wealth. This is one of your assets and your biggest purchase you're probably making in your life. So I think that's interesting to know, to give people that perspective. This, again, as you say, it's all these things that a home is and can do for you. Okay. So we have the panel discussions.
Yes.
We have the, we're going to talk about, you're going to have some local business owners there who come in.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's about that's the panel piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the other piece of that, which is atypical and where we're really intentional about is that the first 30 people who both go to the panel and also sign up to do their one-on-one and complete their one-on-one pre-qualifications, mortgage pre-qualifications, first of all, they get a $25 gift card. But let me tell you what this is.
Okay.
This is a soft pull on your credit.
Okay.
And you sit down with somebody and you say, you know what? I think this is for me, but I don't even know where to start.
Right.
So now you're sitting across the table from a lender who's not doing a hard pull on you, a soft pull. And that matters, right? In terms of credit.
Right.
And they're going to look at it and they're going to say, you know what? From this snapshot, we're going to help you develop a free improvement plan so that within the next 12 to 24 months, some of you sooner, we could take you from persistent renter to home buyer ready within that period of time.
Okay.
Which once you become home buyer ready, you're loan ready. Okay. So even if, you know, you might purchase a home, but then you might do a business loan or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the goal is to be able to get that plan, because if you don't know where to start, you can't even start.
Right.
Right. Right. And so we have that one-on-one mm-hmm. pre-calls that's happening. That will happen on the third floor, but after the panel. But then right after the panel, this is the fun part. Right.
All so of us. Down.
It's
all
fun.
Of
all of fun, fun. Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So okay. Listen, so on the second floor, what's going to happen is we got DJ Q89. So everybody know DJ Q89.
Our own DJ Q89.
Our own DJ Q89. Right.
Yeah.
And he's going to be spinning those 90s tunes. Right.
Okay.
And then while you're doing that, you're going to have up to 25 community housing resources that are there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what that means is that you will have people there that will range anywhere from how do I stabilize right where I am? Mm-hmm. So if I'm a renter, you know, my gas about to get cut off because, you know, about that season, you know, they like to cut people around March and April.
Yeah, it's like, hey, spring. We let you get through the winter. Spring, you're on your own.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, you're going to have Consumers Energy is going to be there talking to you all about like weatherization, about their different programs. You have like places like Mid Michigan that assist with these different areas. Mm-hmm. You have people that help with, you know, your back taxes. If you don't get them taxes paid by March 31st, shame on you, because house is gone, baby.
Clock is ticking.
And so you'll have those services there that's going to help you to stabilize where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But then you also have those community resource vendors that are there to help take you to the next level.
Okay.
And then we're very intentional about not having resources there that are trying to sell you.
Okay.
There is nothing wrong with my realtor brothers and sisters, my insurance agent brothers and sisters, and all this different stuff. We definitely got a place for you here with Threads. But at this event, we're all about how we're going to get you to the next level and stabilize you. So nobody's really selling you here.
Gotcha.
And then as that's going on, you're going to be eating some great food with country cooking. And they do great every time.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Sure.
And so we're going to have that going on. And as that's going on, you have your one-on-one pre-calls that's happening up there on the third floor in private. So if you're not doing a pre-call, you won't be upstairs anymore. So that's a private area. You're able to talk to somebody. It's separate, you know, so you don't have to worry about somebody listening or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's really going to be a really amazing event where you're able to just have fun. There's going to be photo areas to take photos and just really come in your 90s gear.
Come in your 90s gear. We had this discussion before the broadcast started, but I'm still wearing my 90s gear. If people talk as ancient, I'm wearing my 90s clothes. They're all in my closet.
Facts.
Okay, registration now. Let's talk about how do people,
because
for the people, the 30 people, first 30 people.
Yes.
We want more than 30 to register, but how do you register?
Yes. So what you can do is you can go to Eventbrite.
Okay.
And then just search out a house party 3 Muskegon and you will be able to see the flyer. You see all the billboards around the community and things like that. You will be able to see that, click on it and just register. Okay. It's a free event, free to the public.
Yeah.
Okay. We're doing this for us, right?
Yes.
For us.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do that and then you will be able to sign up from there.
Sure.
It'll give you that option.
Okay. And takes place from what time?
So it is tomorrow, Saturday, March 28th.
Okay.
And it starts at 12. Keep in mind, there is a capacity limit, you know, so you want to make sure you get there early. Doors open at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Because when we reach capacity, that's what it is, you know.
Okay.
And then there's a ton of people who have already registered. And those people, and that's an interesting to point out, because you know us, we like to just show up. Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Sure.
And that's great.
Glad you're
that's
there.
Great. Okay. But it's really, if you're registered, then you have priority.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that you have priority.
Sure.
And then, but at the same time, please just come too.
Okay.
And so you can definitely do your registration at the door, but we encourage you please to register up front and in advance.
Okay.
But yeah, it's going to be a really dope event.
Well, do people need to bring anything, especially for those folks that register?
Yes.
Do they need to bring anything with them?
So there are some things that you do need to bring. Obviously, you need to know like your social security number and you need to have like an ID. Once you register, you'll be able to We'll send you out a list that will tell you exactly what you need as well. Okay. But for the most part, it's the social security number, it's the birthday, it's your ID, it's making sure that you understand like what your income is, or sources of your income. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure that you're able to tell them, I think the your rental history or something like that for the last year or something. I'm not exactly sure what those time parameters are, but you at least need to have this working knowledge at the front. And the other thing about registering is because if once you upload this information into the system, it goes directly to the lender. So we don't share any information outside of Threads, but directly to like, you know, Huntington, and then they'll be able to pull that information up front. And so that way you can maximize your time because you won't have all day with them. Sure. Right. Yeah. So when you're there and they don't have to be pushing all this information in right then and there, it's better because you're not there able to say, you know what, let me pull you up. And then you're able to really talk through what's there. Rather than spending the first 5 to 8 minutes putting data into a system, you'll already have that data uploaded.
Okay. Now, as you speak, you know, one of the things I think I want to make sure we mention, even if you're already a homeowner, it sounds like there's a lot of information that you can get, and you may want to consider attending as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know what? And home ownership is not just about you.
Right.
Right. Yeah, like oftentimes we think of it like, oh, this is my home. Yeah, it's your home. But home ownership is about, you know, getting the information so you can pass it on to niece.
Yes.
So you can pass it on to grandbaby. So you can pass it on to your nephew and your son and different people like that so that they'll have the information.
Okay.
Right. Because we're really trying to prepare not only ourselves, but the next generations as well.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So it's really important to just come out, get the information. You'll definitely get information that you didn't know before, whether you're a homeowner or not. And so, yes, that's a really great point. Regardless, come out.
Really important. Give you, you know, you may not be able to name them all. And I didn't mention this ahead of time. Any of your sponsors you want to give a shout out to?
Absolutely. Thank you. See, I can tell you do this all the time. All right. So our presenting sponsor is Huntington Bank. Okay. Yes. So they are there and they have been in the trenches, and they are the ones that are the primary sponsor for this specific event. We also have like other sponsors, and we'll have all that information posted, you know, on tomorrow. But our primary sponsor is Huntington Bank.
All right.
And so they are coming out in droves. I want to let y'all know this. You know, I didn't even know they had so many of them working there, you know, but but for real, they are coming out, and they are really sending the cream of the crop for you.
Right.
And that's important.
Yes, it is.
Because you want to make sure that, you know, people are not just saying, oh, well, we're just
Send you to tell her to start it last week.
Yeah. Exactly. No, these are people who are seasoned in this work, who can answer your questions, down payment assistance, you know, all those different things to kind of to get you to the next level. Not just somebody who's just going to come in and not know, have any information for you.
Okay. During the panel discussion, will the audience be able to ask questions?
Absolutely. So this is a moderated panel.
Okay.
Shout out to Darius Mitchell, who is our moderator.
Okay.
So it's a moderated panel. So there'll be some prescribed questions that we're going to have there. And that's really to kind of set the tone to get the wheels rolling in your head. And then after that's going to be question and answer open for the floor for the
All right. Mario McIntosh, the organization is Threads. It is the house party.
House party.
To home ownership.
Absolutely.
90s theme. All right. Wear your 90s gear. Reach way back in the closet. Way back there.
Some of us not so way.
We're United's gear. So we're going to learn. We're going to have some fun at the same time and eat some good food.
Absolutely.
All right. Mario, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds to close us out and invite people to come out tomorrow.
Yeah, again, please, everybody, just come out to our third annual house party home ownership sponsor and presented by Huntington Bank. That will be happening tomorrow, Saturday, March 28th. Starting from 12 to 4:30, doors open at 11 a.m. Okay. Make sure you get registered so both you can do your one-on-one pre-quals and everything else. So you could just come in and have a really awesome event.
Great. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. I know Threads is always doing things. Keep us updated on your activities and what's going on. All right, folks. Thank you. Make it to the homeownership workshop tomorrow. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with our next guest. All right. Good afternoon and welcome back. You know, last segment we talked about home ownership. We're going to kind of continue with a similar theme. Things are, you know, we call this community focus, but I want to talk about another area important to our community. We have two guests with us. We have Pastor Arthur Durham, Ms. Kim Starks. They are hosting a series on wealth building. I want to talk a little bit about that. Pastor Durham, tell us about this and why you're involved in this.
Well, the Livability Lab, wanted to do a 100-day challenge on different areas how we can improve the community. Mm-hmm. And one of the areas is wealth building. And okay. And that's where I met Kim at.
Okay.
Kim is the coach of it. And decided to come together and then infuse the community with knowledge and information on how to become homeowners, how to invest, how to start your own business. And so we decided we're going to do a 9-week series, 3 weeks each.
Okay.
In different areas.
Great. All right, Kim, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you come to be involved in this area.
Okay. Well, my background is finances. I worked as a financial professional for many years.
Okay.
I recently moved to Muskegon and was at the Livability Lab, and the economic part, when they pulled out the income, I was like, oh my God, I almost fell out, because yes. I specifically remember the income for African-Americans in Muskegon County was $35,105.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I just couldn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, okay, we got to do something about this. So mm-hmm. that's how the wealth series was born right then. I said, okay. Well, we have to show people how to make money without needing anybody else's permission.
Okay.
And so we did 9 weeks. It's 9 weeks. Everybody don't have to come 9 weeks.
Okay.
It's three different segments. The first segment that we just finished was investing. So we taught different untraditional ways how to invest, how to start investing when you have a lower income.
Okay.
The series that's starting Monday is on real estate. So we're showing people, okay, how to get involved with real estate with no money, mm-hmm. how to invest. And we also are going to be showing people how, if they want to be a real estate agent, they can be a real estate agent. And the third series is a business ownership and showing people how to, you know, launch side gigs or use, you know, business ownership
mm-hmm.
to reduce, to help with their W-4 and get money back in their paychecks.
Great.
And things
like okay. that. So people can come, jump in at any
yes, point. It's Monday nights.
Okay.
From 6 to 8.
Okay. So let's go back to the first part,
okay.
investing. But and I knew the number 35,000. I was like,
wow.
Has it changed? It hadn't changed.
Okay.
Most people think their job.
Yeah.
And that's it. And they figure out what can I do with this paycheck I get every 2 weeks or, you know, whatever. How do you start off with this mindset of people thinking, I got a check, this is all I can do with what I got?
That's a great question. And our first class was called Building the Money Mindset.
Okay.
And so that's the first thing we talk about, because if we don't change the way we think, we're not going to change what mm-hmm. we do.
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what the income is, just being in a room with people who know a little bit more about money mm-hmm. than you do can mm-hmm. start, you know, a whole new path.
Mm-hmm.
And so with the investment series, we had Kevin Patrick. We talked about cryptocurrency
okay.
and how our financial systems are changing right before our very eyes
yes.
and how you can get started. It just $25.
Mm-hmm.
$25 can get you started.
Sure.
And then we had Ron Allen come in, and he talked about restructuring your your W-4, because if you only make $35,000 a year and you don't have a small business, then you're leaving about $15,000 on the table, because
mm-hmm.
you can have a small business and you can get up to like $14,000-$15,000 for write-offs
mm-hmm.
just for having that business.
Yeah.
And the IRS
mm-hmm.
don't expect you to have a profit for the first 5 years.
Right.
So just with that alone, we were able to give people some information that they can at least move that needle
yeah.
because the average at $35,000 a year, $167 should be able to go back into each paycheck. So,
okay. And when we talk about this for, you know, we're in a community, people understand we're not talking about, you know, the person do your taxes to hook you up with some dependents you don't really have and those
right.
kind of, we're not talking about that kind of stuff.
No.
You know,
oh, no.
You know, because people, you know, they get their W-2, you know, their W-2, They do their 1040 easy. Mm-hmm. They borrow money from the tax person before they, because they can't wait a week for their money. Yeah. Yeah. And so they don't think those things about are you know, like you talk about, you know, a business and all these, they don't think those things are actually for them. They think they're for somebody else.
Yes. And the thing is, to be totally honest, when you just learn these few concepts, you don't have to do that stuff anymore. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, the way America is set up like a corporation. Mm-hmm. So if you just learn a few rules in business, you can reposition yourself, you know, pretty quickly. Like right now, if a person has a business, they can hire one of their kids and get over $15,000. Like, they can pay their kid $15,000. Mm-hmm. The kid don't have to pay taxes on it, and they get a tax write-off. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just learning that type of information, sure, can restructure people's, sure, lives.
So after the first session, what's some of the feedback you get from people after you go, they go through this first session?
I'm going to let Pastor do it.
People are really, really excited. You know, and the numbers are growing every week.
Yeah.
Right? And understand that you can invest in you, and mm-hmm, the greatest asset is you. Mm-hmm. And people are coming not realizing that they didn't have the knowledge. You know, so I often tell people, I said, we perish because of lack of knowledge.
Yes.
And they didn't have the knowledge. They didn't know they can invest. They didn't know they can. And what Kim and all of them did was they showed us, you know, how you can open up an account right now and then start investing. And yeah, she actually, you know, actually emailed everyone how to open up a Coinbase account. Mm-hmm. Right, so you can do it. There's no excuse for it. Yeah. And people are so excited, right? And everyone that came the first week came the second week with someone else.
Oh, see, right? That's,
so people are really excited about what's going on. We thought it may be a drop off, but people are so excited because they see where they can actually do things and see the benefit of it right now, mm-hmm, and seeing the great asset.
Yeah, Pastor Dorn, you're in this community, you've been in this community most of your life. Mm-hmm. You're pastor of a church. Why is the church getting involved in this area?
Because the church is the most important part, right? Mm-hmm. We have such a major impact. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Mm-hmm. We have responsibility to serve the community. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things that when I told Kim, and I said, listen, have the kingdom, no charge, no cost, sure, no nothing. Sure. Right? This is, we want to pour into the community. We want to educate the community, mm-hmm, right? Because if the church is the very place where you learn all the financial things, mm-hmm, right? Everything about living, everything about investing, everything is right there in the Bible, mm-hmm, right? And the church is a place, and then you understand righteousness and you tie your righteousness to what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to worry about trying to cheat here, cheat there, because yeah, the blessings are right there. Oh, and that's why awesome, the church is so important, that's to awesome, pour into people more than just shouting and dancing and speaking in tongues. It's about how do you live a righteous life and, mm-hmm, do the right thing and benefit, because God intend for us to be prosperous. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. So we have people come the first week. They're excited. They brought people back with them.
Yes.
Okay. And so what now, the second segment you said is on?
It's going to be on real estate investing.
Okay.
So we're going to show people how to get involved in real estate. Okay. Right. When we look at the four pillars of wealth, mm-hmm, when you look at most, you know, wealthy people, it's going to stem from those four pillars. Okay. It's going to be some type of investments, whether it's stock market, crypto, then you have real estate, then you have overfunded wealth building life policies, or you have business, life insurance, the markets, or business ownership. It's going to be in those four categories. So with the, mm-hmm, real estate, we're showing people how to jump in real estate and find their investor DNA, because they might not like real estate. They might like another one, but mm-hmm, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can get involved in real estate. You don't have to have a lot of money, especially if you got great credit. And if that's your DNA, mm-hmm, oh yeah, we're gonna show you how to jump in, invest in yourself. We're not charging, mm-hmm, but get the information so yeah, you can look and see if that's the way you want to start building your family generational wealth.
Okay.
So we're going to show how to get it started as an agent. We have Tanya Powell coming up from Grand Rapids.
Okay.
They have a program where they help people pay some of the startup fees. Mm-hmm. And then we have Andrew Sims coming in to talk, mm-hmm, about flipping and what that looks like. And if you want to just learn the skill set to find a deal, mm-hmm, how you can start get paid in that area. Great. As well.
Great. Awesome. And then the third segment you were saying is
business ownership. Okay. Right. We're going to talk about how to start a business, how to start a side gig.
Okay.
Right. Because a lot of us, we are sitting on talent, you know, our natural gifts. We just got to learn how to monetize them. Right. Yeah. God gave us all, mm-hmm, gifts. Yeah. And sometimes we can be sitting up at a job that's not paying us,
enough, mm-hmm. and we think we just got to find another job. Sometimes we can just do something else on the side, mm-hmm. and, you know, continue to stretch that muscle and sure. and build that new skill set, or take the skill set I already have and just start applying it in different areas.
Okay.
So we're going to do that.
Now, again, let's tell people the date and time that this is taking place.
Every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Okay. at Kingdom Embassy, 3025 Glenside Boulevard,
okay.
in Roseville Park.
Okay. And they just can show up. No, they need to register in advance.
Nope, they can register when they get there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, I just want to share something that's so important.
Sure.
Pastor Burns, we have to really, really pay attention. I wrote a check for $1 billion. And I put it in my wallet, mm-hmm. and I carry it around with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I walk around with a billionaire mentality, mm-hmm. right? Until I try to cash the check, right? So I'm a billionaire, right? But you have to invest in you. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start investing in you and realize that you're the greatest asset, great commodity, and you take this mm-hmm. gift that God has given you and make sure you're the best. If you're a barber, learn how to be the best barber. Mm-hmm. If you cutting grass, learn mm-hmm. everything about cutting grass. Whatever mm-hmm. it is, invest in you and learn it and be the best you can be at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then take that gift that God has given you and then use it as a gift to serve others, mm-hmm. not to make money, mm-hmm. but to serve others. As you mm-hmm. serve, you'll be great.
Yes.
When you serve others, everything else has come.
Yeah.
And the money and everything come with it, mm-hmm. because now you're following God's principles.
Yes.
But you have to invest in you first and mm-hmm. believe in you and then pour into you.
This idea that people think their money, their job, their earning is somehow separate from everything else in their life.
No.
Instead of it's a part of your life and to be honest, it's a big part of your life, you know, and so don't separate it from your Christian life. From your
correct.
Life.
It's all about your life. Everything yeah. ties together.
Yeah. Tim, I tell you're excited about this. I tell you knowledgeable. How did you get into this and what's your passion for this?
Well, like I said, I've worked in the financial arena for over 20 years.
Okay.
And I used to set up, you know, portfolios. I had my Series 6, 63. So okay. I sold a lot of life insurance and investments. Mm-hmm. But I really like the educational part, because even though, you know, we put together a lot of portfolios, what I found out very sadly, a lot of times they don't want us to work with people that don't have over $50,000 to start with. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people in my community don't have $50,000.
Right.
And so I just grew a passion to teach about finances. Mm-hmm. Now, I did work with some great companies where that wasn't always the case.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in fact, my start was with Primerica,
okay.
you know, back in 2000. And yeah, but I learned so much.
Sure.
I learned about coaching. I learned about getting in the right rooms. And mm-hmm. when we broke that spirit of poverty off of my family,
sure.
it just became a passion. Like,
yeah.
I hate poverty.
Yeah.
Like, with a passion. So
yes.
anything that I can do to help somebody get to the next level,
mm-hmm.
then I'm all for it. And it's okay. one other thing I wanted to make sure.
Sure.
that people know in these next segments far is the business structure. We far as the business side gigs and things of that nature, we have Henrietta Hatley that's coming in,
okay.
Lachey Simmons
okay.
From Black or Wall Street. So okay. we have some really good people in the community that's, you know, helping to teach these classes sure. as well. So people should just come out and get this information, because when you got that many people in the room that has made, you know, their careers out of, you know, business and finances, and you can come in and you can get that knowledge, it can catapult you 10 years. Would it take you 5 years on YouTube to learn? You can, you know, come in the room and, you know, yeah. get it firsthand.
Sure. What is the age group looking like of people coming in?
Well, my grandson is a part of it. He's been to every session. He's a senior in high school.
Awesome.
Right.
Awesome.
So he's the youngest in the group.
Mm-hmm.
We have people from there all the way to 65, 70
yeah,
years old.
Exactly. Oh,
coming in repenting for their misuse of
being broke.
Yeah.
Tired of being yes. broke.
Yes. I never broke another day of my life. Yeah.
Yes,
but it's interesting when people are sitting and you see that kind of that light bulb go off in here, and they go, oh man, you know. Again, you know, as I learned this whole time, I was like, I can't believe I was this ignorant my whole life. You know, it's like, why did I know that? So it's exciting to see that light bulb go off with people in it. And they leave there, you know, with a list of all the things they're going to get straight as soon as they get home,
absolutely.
Including their family members.
Absolutely.
That's
you know, and I was, you know, it's fun. It's, you know, I've been blessed over my years. I've never wanted for anything
mm-hmm.
since I've been an adult, you know, so, and which is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, the key to me was, you know, walking in righteousness, doing the right thing, treating people mm-hmm. right, being fair. Mm-hmm. And then God blessed me in the process.
Yeah.
And in the process, he started putting people in my path to teach me how to do things with finances.
Yes.
And then it compared me to a whole nother level. So when I just, it propelled me like unbelievable, you know, with all my investments, you know, money to burn, you know, and so I was able to help my daughter go through college, you know, do a lot of other things, help a lot of other people because people came along, right, and helped me because I was doing the right thing. And then I got the knowledge. I was telling Kim, it's such a blessing that God brought her into my life to understand this piece, because I didn't know this piece, right?
Yeah.
And then I want it, not for me anymore, because I don't really, I'm all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the people that I serve in the community.
Yeah.
I want to see other people blessed. I want other people to live a comfortable life. And then being able to help other people, not just live a life for you, be in a situation where you can be a blessing to other people, not just yourself.
You know, one of the things I've learned over the years, and I also tell people this, is people who do the kind of things like you do, Kim, even if they do it for a living, if you ask them, they'll spend time with you.
Yeah.
They'll talk to you, whether they get paid or not. But you got to ask them. You got to be humble enough to say what you don't know.
Yeah.
I remember my very first, one of my first jobs, and my boss said, well, now, what are you doing for retirement? I was like, Social Security. He's like, no. He's like, go down to HR and say, you will be putting some money in the 457 play. I was like, okay. And so, but I found that is just, you know, people want to share the knowledge. It was, and the thing about it is, it's not like if I'm doing okay, I'm taking something from you. There's enough out there for everybody.
Yes. Right. That's excellent.
Yeah. So we want people to get this information. We want people to come to the classes. I didn't call them class. We want to come to these workshops and get some knowledge.
Yes.
And learn. What are some of the questions you've gotten from people after you finished the first session?
The first session was on a money mindset. You know, it really wasn't a lot of question. It was a lot of aha moments.
Yeah.
Because we talked about how our childhood, you know, can affect some of our, you know, our financial decisions.
Sure.
Like if mama put money under the mattress and said, don't you take it to the bank, then, you know, we can take on those patterns. And so it was a lot of aha moments. Yeah. Like it was a lot of confessions. Like, man, I was doing this. And so we make it a comfortable space.
Sure.
I think that's the one of the most important classes, when we realize, okay, this is where I'm at and I can do better, instead of hiding it. Because a lot of times we don't have courageous money conversations at home. So having a safe place in the community, I think that first class, it really helped people get comfortable and want
to
come back.
You have to build some trust with people.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ridicule you, because people have to tell their stories. Hey, I was doing this, and the people feel comfortable. You're not going to make fun of them or laugh at them, or I'm going to put you in my next case study. I'm going to be talking about you.
Right.
I think one of the, you said, what question did they ask? You know, she did the first session about the money mind, right, mindset. And she does such a fabulous job that she really answered all the questions before they can even ask any questions. So all the questions were answered in her presentation. And the next week, Kevin McLeod came. She said Kevin Patrick, but it's Kevin McLeod.
Okay.
I want to make that clear.
I'm sorry. I know somebody named Kevin.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
And he taught on cryptocurrency, and he was absolutely amazing, right?
Yes.
I mean, he broke it down elementary style, right? And when you left there after the first session, he had to come back the next week.
Okay. Okay.
And he made it so simple and so plain, right? And that's the beauty of it. You know, all the questions was answered right there. So if people was there, he was answering the question as you go. So when the session's over, like, wow, you know, there's more to it, because he can only give so much in a couple hours.
Yeah.
But that's where you can reach out more and
get more information. You know, when you teach something really good, either you do it so well that there's no questions, or you do it so bad nobody got it.
Right.
Again, I'm just always, you know, for me, I'm always amazed, you know, like you talk about cryptocurrency, and for some people that's a foreign language.
Yeah.
You know, and I say, well, and I tell people, you know, well, you're probably involved in it, you just don't know it.
Yeah.
You know, I say, if you got a retirement fund, somebody's probably putting your money in these things, you just don't know anything about them.
Yes.
You know, and so trying to get people to, again, just open up your eyes, you know, and see what's going on.
I'm going to run I'm not sure when, and I'll get into the radio station. I'm going to run a 6-week, I met with Kevin, and we're putting together now a proposal, because I'm going to run a 6-week class just on cryptocurrency at my church.
Yeah.
And so it'll get out there.
Okay.
So he's going to go more in depth. Right, and it come from him presenting.
Okay,
like the people need to know this at a deeper level.
Yeah,
and so I'm going to be running the class for 6 weeks. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at either 6 weeks or 10 weeks, but it'd be coming pretty soon.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
So we run this. Is it 9 weeks total? You said
yes, 9 weeks, and we just completed 3. So we have two segments left, so we still have have 6 weeks, so they can
so
come on out.
At the end of these 9 weeks, when you sit at home, you think about, we've done these 9 weeks. What makes this program feel like it's been successful for you?
That people are now, like Pastor Durham just said, they're ready to invest in themselves. Mm-hmm. See, a lot of times we want to put money in the stock market. We want to put money in 401k. We want to put money in somebody's restaurants. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. But prayerfully, this will make people say, okay, I have to start taking control of my finances and go to the next step. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we do have business owners that's a part of our team. And let me just give it up for the Livability Lab team and all the people that was in the room. And we all have businesses. So, of course, we're going to leave our information, like my business is Financial Foundations. Okay. So if people want to go to the next step and want to, you know, do more, then they'll be able to contact us and just keep it going. But open up their eyes and be more confident when it comes to their finances and understand some rules of money. Because when we don't know the rules of money, The game is being played against us. Financial confidence. Uh-huh. If we can just get that people know their numbers and they're going back and having these courageous conversations with their families, and they're no longer to be, you know, have shame or be embarrassed about the amount of money that they're making, but know that they can take some next steps, then this has been successful.
You say that, you know, courageous conversation, use that term. Talk about that a little bit more. How, you know, we don't, you know, we, you know, people know our money by how big our house is or what kind of car we're driving. They don't know the notes.
Yeah.
You know, when you get older, you look at a car, all you think about is a note and the gas.
Right.
But, you know, but you say, you know, to have conversations courageous about money. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, courageous conversations, you know, one of my first millionaire mentors, his name was Scott Pinkert. He passed last year. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he said, he was a white guy, but he worked with a lot of African Americans.
Sure.
And we used to jank on him because how he used to dress. He used to drive this old van. And one day he was just cracked up laughing at me. And he was just laughing. And I was like, what's so funny? He said, you know what's so funny? He says, y'all look like y'all got a lot of money, but y'all ain't got none. And we look like we ain't got no money. And then we have a lot. And it wasn't like he didn't mean it as a racist comment or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I say courageous conversation, that was a statement that was made 20 years ago that changed my life forever.
Mm-hmm.
And so now when we are having conversations like with our kids or people that we care about, we get to the bottom line, because sometimes we can look real good and look like we got money, but we're struggling underneath. So when I say courageous conversations, when we have loved ones or we have children or we have, you know, our spouses or whatever it may be, let's have some real money conversations. Mm-hmm. Are we looking like we got money, but we not prepared? Mm-hmm. You know, are we looking, you know, we're young, we got young kids, they got to go to college. Are we preparing for college? Or are we just wasting money? Or do we know about money? Are we financially equipped and we're acting, you know, like we're not? Like, whatever those money conversations need to be, it's courageous, because a lot of people don't like to talk about money.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, when somebody died, if they got a GoFundMe, that'll tell on you.
Yes.
You know, we said courageous conversation. Yeah. You know, we set this class up. And, you know, so my son, AJ, my grandson, Nari, my other grandson, mm-hmm. AJ, I made them join the class, right? And I said, I'm not giving you any more money. So, you know, I have been saving money in account investment for the boys. And I said, listen, okay, now you understand. Now you can take your money now. You can buy some shoes with it. Well, now you understand that you can invest in it and let your money make money for you.
Uh-huh.
I said, now it's up to you.
Uh-huh.
I said, now you have the knowledge that you didn't have before, because I'm not going to be around forever.
Yeah.
I said, and buying shoes costs $150 when you only got $200. Doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. I said, well, you can take that $150 and then do something else with it instead of wearing Nikes. You probably own part of Nike.
Yeah, and that's that press for us as parents. It's like, I want my kids to get this. It's like, I feel like I got it late in life, you know, and I was learning slowly. But it's like, you know, it's like you can get someone to jump in. Yeah. You know, maybe a parent. I know sometimes I can be overzealous about what my daughter to get it. You know, so she run out the room sometime when I start talking. But it's like, I just want you to get this so you can be free. You know, so that you know that you know. Really, whatever you want to do in life, it doesn't start with, I don't have the money to do it.
Yes.
But it doesn't start there.
Yeah.
Right. That all the things in the world you want to do and want to see and, you know, people you want to help.
Yes.
It's like your limitations. It doesn't start with, I don't have the money to do it. And just as I can be overzealous at times, but as a parent, it's our responsibility. You know, all the things we teach our kids is like, I want to teach you to know that you don't waste, you know, that you know that it's not the things God's given you that, that you look at and say, I did the right things or did good things, sort of.
And it works. I will say it works. You know, sometimes it takes time, but you know, we start having those conversations. Like with my son, is 31. Mm-hmm. So I was a little late with him, but my daughter, I was just on it. You know what I mean? She's a college student, but she has a rule. When her money comes in, she's gonna tie 10%.
There you go.
She's gonna put 10% in her investments. She's gonna save 20%, and she's gonna live off the rest of it.
That's great.
And so, I know, you know, I don't know if she always do exactly, but I know when she get that money, she send that 10% to go in her investment, and I know she get to her church.
Yeah, she doing them too. And the thing is, once they have it, they might hear a little bit, but that's that foundation. Pastor Duane, I want to thank you so much for seeing the importance of this and saying, you know what, we'll do it in my church. You know, for people don't know, churches pay electricity bills and gas bills, but you know, when it's important, you know, God gives you the cause, like, you know what, our people need this. So I want to thank you for hosting this, and not just hosting it, but like you say, you invested. You got your kids and grandkids. So thank you for doing that. Kim, I want to thank you for, you know, you have a business that does it, but sharing your knowledge, your expertise with people here in our community. We appreciate it so much. Folks, listen, it's Monday nights. It's not football season anymore, so you can come out on Monday nights. It began on March 9th. It's going to go through March the 4th. It's at Kingdom Embassy. May 4th. Okay. 6 to 8 p.m. Might go a little longer. Stuff is really good. Kingdom Embassy. What's the address, Pastor?
3025 Glenside Boulevard.
3025 Glenside Boulevard. They're going to treat you real good at Kingdom Embassy. They're good people. So come out. We want, you know, this whole program day has been about how we can better our community. So thank you folks so much for joining a community focus. I love programs like this. I love sharing this information with you. Come back next Friday, 2 p.m. We'll have more exciting guests and more information for you and our community. Be blessed and be a blessing to somebody else.